Cheese podcast with Lottie and Scarlett.
Hi everyone, I'm Scarlett
and I'm Lottie, and welcome back to GCSE Revision Pod.
Today we're going to be talking about a clear space and a clear mind.
Yep, it is a very important topic, but first, should we do our highs and lows?
I think we should. So, my high of the week is probably... It's hard to think. I had a really relaxing day off school because I had a migraine. So I suppose that can count as a high, but the low was also that I had a migraine.
Yeah.
What about you, Lottie?
My high of the week is probably exams are nearly over. But my low of the week is that I've got my real GCSE drama next week and we are not ready.
I'm sure you will be. Positive thinking.
Yeah, got to manifest.
Yeah, and maybe this will help you.
Yeah, maybe this clear space, clear mind will help me.
Yeah, and we thought it'd be a nice topic to do, to have a break from the subject specifics.
Yeah.
Next week we have...
We have history.
History. An interview with our history teacher, hopefully.
Yep, we need to talk to our history teacher about that.
But I think we should just get right into it.
Yeah. So, first of all, your desk space we'll start with, and then we'll go on to the mind.
Yeah.
It's really important to try and minimise the multiple visual stimuli because they compete for your attention when you should be focusing on your work.
Exactly, and you need to be completely 100% focused on what's in front of you on your page or on your flashcards, not on some papers that you've left on your desk that are about something else or some food that's on there. It just needs to be nice and clean.
Yeah.
And then the second thing that we suggest for a clear space is to just regularly declutter your desk. So just throw stuff away if you don't need it, or put it in some drawers, maybe get some plastic organisation.
Yeah, that's good.
I've seen those a lot lately.
Yep. Just, and as well, if the pen runs out, put it in the bin. Don't put it back in the pot. Because that is just, you really got to declutter. Maybe once a week, weekly reset.
Or maybe even before you sit down for a study session, just a quick tidy.
Quick tidy,
2 minutes, not an hour.
No.
Because you can use that for studying.
Yes. And that will kind of make you feel like you've got a sense of accomplishment before you start.
Yeah, before you've even started.
Yeah, you'll be like, wow, I've just tidied and now this space is amazing. So yeah. I'm just going to get right into it.
It's a bit like when people say, oh, when you first wake up, make your bed, because you're starting on a high. You've got that sense of accomplishment already. So it's kind of that same thing going on. And organisation can help you concentrate because it's engaging your brain. As soon as you start to tidy, your brain is engaged in what's going on in that area of your room. It's not drifting off onto, oh, I wonder what's for tea or something. You're ready. You're in that study zone in your head.
Yeah, so I definitely think it's important to have a desk or, you know, a specific place where you revise, study, whatever you like to call it. Because if you're doing it in bed, then you're going to really struggle to sleep. I know you've probably heard that so many times. It's such a classic thing for anyone to say, but it is important to have a clear space that you revise.
I remember last year a teacher telling us that preferably your study space should not be in your room. It should be maybe in your sitting room, in your, like, anywhere you have. But obviously not everybody can do that. Me personally, I have my desk facing a wall. So I'm not looking at my bed and thinking, oh, I wish I could go to bed, or not looking at my TV or anything. I'm concentrating because there's just a wall in front of me. So maybe that could be something to think about.
Yeah, and I'm lucky enough to have a spare room that we don't use. It's only for when people come to stay. So I've got a desk in there, so it's completely out of my room.
Yeah, no distractions, I think. But on the other hand, there is some negatives to having a clear space, because if you're spending all your time, as we mentioned earlier, focusing on making sure everything's tidy, that is just wasting your time, and it shouldn't take that long.
you shouldn't be procrastinating the work that you need to do
by cleaning.
Like, you don't need to get out the bleach and start scrubbing away. It's just to clear the decks, put stuff, even if you literally just pick everything up, put it behind you and tidy that up afterwards.
Yeah.
It's good to have a nice clean desk.
Exactly. Study first, clean later. Like, in your priorities, you should. Studying should be the most important.
We have a few products that we'd like to recommend. Yeah. We are obviously not sponsored. We're not quite that far yet. So one thing for me, I've just been to IKEA and I got a monitor stand. This is really good for if you're typing up essays, because you have your laptop or whatever you're typing on is raised up, so you're not hunched over. You're like nice and upright.
Yeah, I'm telling your body you're ready to...
Yeah. And...
Also, I think highlights are important. Recently, I bought from, I think it was WH Smith's, like the 20 highlighter pack, I think. And it comes with this really nice stand and I found it really useful. So I put it on my desk and I can just grab the highlighters when I need them.
Yeah, I got that too. And it's really nice because every single subject for me has a colour. I highlight in that colour. I do notes in that colour. I do everything. So it's one colour. Green, I know I'm in biology.
Colour association.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I think something that's really good for me personally is, I'm not sure what they're called, but you know the like, they are, let me just show Lottie a picture.
Ah, like a magazine file.
Yeah. So I find these super useful. You can get them from WH Smith's, not sponsored by the way. For an extra large one, it's £10. That's quite a lot of money, really. But you can get them from Poundland. Oh, sponsored. Or anywhere. And they're just really useful because you can put your papers away in there and have and save so much space.
Yeah, I usually use... In my desk, I've got drawers and cupboards, so I keep everything in there. The only thing I have on my desk is a plant, get the greenery in.
Yeah, get that chlorophyll.
And a book and a pot of pens and my laptop. Yeah. That's it.
Simplistic.
So, moving on to how that will help you clear your mind.
Yeah. So, first of all, I would recommend doing a little bit of meditation. And I know what some of you are thinking, oh, goodness sake, everybody says this. But... there's really good apps now that do help you do like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and it really relaxes you and just clears the mind.
Yeah. I personally don't do meditation, but I do. We've been learning about how to eat that frog.
Eat that frog.
And for all of you thinking, okay, these girls are crazy. What are they on about? I don't want to eat a frog. Basically means you want to... do the biggest, ugliest, most
dreaded
task first, because eating a frog is the worst thing you could do in the day,
and then everything else is going to be better from that point onwards.
Yeah, so what I like to do the night before, the next day, I write on my phone a list from most horrible task to
least horrible
task, and then I just check them off throughout the day and I make sure I do the most important task first.
Yeah. Honestly, guys, lists have changed our lives.
They really have.
Yesterday, when I was at school, I made myself a list and I just deleted everything. I have it on my phone on the Notes app and I just crossed them off when I'd done it.
Yeah.
And it just makes you do so many things.
Yeah.
And that's also good for your mind because everything... that you need to do is out there in front of you. I mean, sometimes you might forget to add something to the list, but it's a habit that will be formed over time, making sure you write everything down. Really good tip, guys.
Yeah, and throughout the school day, throughout the school week, I have a planner, and I have a tiny post-it note that every time I get given a piece of homework or I know I need to do some work, put it on that post-it note and I move it down to each day throughout the week, and then when it's by the weekend, I've crossed off the things that I've done and I can see a clear list of what homework I need to do.
Definitely. So for example, I'll just read some of my list to demonstrate the eat that frog to the have a chocolate. So at the top I have make a quote list for the crease board and a separate piece, which is our literature pieces for English. That I'm dreading the most because I know it's going to be super time consuming. But then I have convert French corrections onto my writing piece that my teacher's given me. So that will not take me as long. Then it just gets easier and easier from doing a Quizlet to watching a film version of our literature piece.
Mm. I also recommend when you are studying that you should maybe keep the music and stuff to a minimum.
Yeah, because it's just making your mind busy. It's no longer clear if you've got music blaring at you.
Yeah. I personally, if I'm doing art or if I'm doing just like maybe annotation, I might listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe like our podcast, this one you're listening to now. It's quite good.
Because there's not that much thinking that you have to do for that, really, is there?
No.
It's just
quite relaxing. Whereas if I'm doing a full-out maths paper, I'm silent. I'm closing the door. I have a little sign on my door, a post-it note that I put on. It's like, sorry, do not disturb, come back later. I'm working. Because otherwise, my sister would just keep coming in.
You need a lock.
Yeah.
Another thing that you can do to clear your mind is to go outdoors for a bit. Obviously, the weather is getting colder now, but it's sometimes nice to have a refreshing walk, A. And B, it will help clear your mind because if you've been studying for a few hours, you're going to get an overload of information. But if you go outside just for a nice walk, not long, 10 or 15 minutes maybe, you're just giving your mind a quick break so you can then go back and revise a little bit more.
Yeah, I recommend opening the window.
Mm.
Opening the curtains. If you're sitting there with like a really dim light, you're going to feel tired.
Yeah.
You want to crack open a window. You want to let in all the natural light if you can. But maybe try not to face your desk at a window because you might get distracted what's going on outside. Depends whether you're on a low floor or a top floor. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. And it depends what's going on outside.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I really recommend letting in that natural light because it's really important to
wake you up. It's a stimulus, but it's a good stimulus because it's making you feel awake.
And also, I personally have an enormous glass, but it's like a jar of water with a big straw, and I aim to drink that throughout the whole time I'm studying just so that I can stay hydrated.
Just reminding me to drink mine.
Yeah. And also snacks, just I like a bit of dried fruit.
Yeah.
A bit of almonds.
A bit of vitamin C in there.
Yeah. Fruit. Quite easy to digest.
But
fruit.
Do you think you should have that whilst you're studying? Or do you think you should stop studying, have a break and eat it? Yeah, yeah, I'd agree with that. Because again, during the exam, you're not allowed to have loads of, like a big mango, dried mango jar with you.
Yeah. So that's it, really.
It is.
I really hope this has helped you. We have got a review to read out this week.
Oh, have we? Exciting.
So let me just pull that up now. We will say our maths episode has done really well this week. Scarlett doesn't know this, but we've got 100 listens.
Oh my goodness.
On that maths episode.
It's not beaten the preparing for an academic year though, has it? But hopefully we are increasing every time, and these ratings help us to increase even more because when you type in GCSE on the search bar of Spotify or the podcast app, we can come up fast instead of Seneca.
Yeah, we're trying to win over Seneca, but Seneca are a good website, I've got
they
to
are,
say.
They are a really good website, but we need to rule the podcast game.
Yeah, so this review, 5-star rating from Danny Tempest. The podcast is so useful. It really motivates me to do more revision and with the right techniques. Really useful to have this podcast, especially during these uncertain times. Thank you. Wow, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dan Tempest. You guys can leave us a review. And if you leave your Instagram, we'll give you a shout out and even follow you. Who knows? But thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for watching, listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.
GCSE Podcast with Lottie and Scarlett.